You're listening to SBS News.
It took the world 7 months to record its first million virus-related deaths after the pandemic emerged in early 2020. 4 months later, another million people had died, and another 1 million have died every 3 months since, until the death toll hit 5 million at the end of October. Now, the official global death toll from COVID-19, compiled by Johns Hopkins University, has reached 6 million. But Tiki Pang, visiting professor of global health from the National University of Singapore, fears the true fatality figures are far higher.
If you set aside the number of confirmed COVID-19 deaths, 6 million, as you said, the actual excess mortality is something like 21 billion. That takes into account, undiagnosed deaths, deaths that happen at home, undercounting, underreporting because lack of testing, and that's all happening in the developing countries.
With many countries rebuilding their economies as their fatality rates fall, this milestone is the latest reminder of the unrelenting and often unpredictable nature of the virus. South Africa in particular has been hit hard, counting over 3.5 million infections and just over 99,500 deaths since the start of the outbreak. Togo Dube lost her stepson and daughter to the virus in just a few days of each other. She believes that had her relatives been vaccinated, they may have survived the virus.
Family is coping. We've accepted it because it's been happening to other families. The only thing, we were scared that maybe some of the members might be contaminated, and fortunately, everybody kept health, and we were very cautious since then.
South Africa has administered over 31 million vaccine doses, meaning nearly 50% of the adult population is now double-dosed. Omar Hussein put off getting a vaccination because he was unsure of how safe it was. But after losing a brother to COVID-19 and contracting the virus himself, he changed his mind.
People have been complacent. You see people walking around with no masks, you know. Maybe now the government are going to maybe somehow phase out and say, look here, now you can walk around without a mask. And maybe those who are vaccinated feel like, why do I have to have all the social distancing rules and mask cover-ups and things like that? So we want to live our lives. We want to get back our lives.
Although the wearing of masks remains mandatory, most restrictions to prevent the spread of the virus have been lifted across South Africa. But it's a very different picture in Hong Kong. Authorities are testing the entire population of 7.5 million 3 times this month as they cling to mainland China's zero COVID strategy. As the territory's death toll soars, an overburdened health system is struggling to put its dead to rest. Derek Cheng, Vice President of Hong Kong Funeral Business Association, says bureaucracy cannot keep up with the climbing death rate.
The health department has actually expanded cremation capacity, which should raise efficiency. But with the rise in deaths, there's a lot of backlogs of paperwork. Also, government departments involved in this work of people who are COVID-19 positive, and that limits their work capacity. Therefore, there's a lot of delay for corpse cremation or burial.
As death rates remain high in Eastern European countries, such as Poland, Hungary and Romania, the region has seen more than 1 million refugees arrive from war-torn Ukraine, a country with poor vaccination coverage and high rates of cases and deaths. Stephen Leader is an Emeritus Professor of Public Health and Community Medicine at the University of Sydney. He told SBS News that he believes the conflict in Ukraine will heighten the problem of COVID-19 across Eastern Europe.
COVID manifests principally as a cause of death among lower socioeconomic groups and groups where the social disruption due to war or famine or other environmental deterioration. So we will see more COVID among the refugees than we would have seen if they'd stayed living peacefully in their home country.
And despite its wealth and vaccine availability, the United States is nearing 1 million reported deaths on its own. Infectious diseases expert Professor Robert Boy told SBS News that this is due to the country's high socioeconomic disparity.
The US is a peculiar country in that they have high standards of living for some, but not for others. And as a consequence, there are much higher rates of disease and death in people of Hispanic or black background. Poor white people are also at increased risk of disease and death. And so although the middle class and the rich can afford vaccination and good care, it's not so well managed for poorer people in the US.
Meanwhile, remote Pacific Islands, whose geographical isolation had protected them for more than 2 years, are just now grappling with their first outbreaks and deaths, fueled by the highly contagious Omicron variant. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Brooke Young, SBS News.